Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A North Pole woman was killed in an all-terrain vehicle accident. Alaska State Troopers report that 52-year-old Louise Lynch was riding in a side-by-side ATV on a trail near Chattanooga Lodge Sunday when a tree branch poked through the vehicle's floor and fatally injured her. EMS responded and pronounced Lynch dead. Her body was sent to the state medical examiner's office in Anchorage for autopsy. Internet connectivity and phone service are up again for University of Alaska campuses around the state after technicians repaired an electrical problem that knocked out service for much of yesterday. The outage slowed or halted most routine office work and kept the university from offering services including teleconferencing, online distance learning, and even earthquake monitoring. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Technicians with the University of Alaska's Office of Information Technology worked into the evening Wednesday to restore internet connectivity and phone service at the state's three main campuses that were knocked out by an electrical mishap in the facility on the UAF campus where the network's servers were based.
Around 9:30, there were some contractors working in the Buttridge building on the battery backup system, and something happened to cause a short in the building electrical system.
UAF spokeswoman Marmion Grimes says the short circuit disrupted the statewide university system's voice over internet protocol-based phone system. It also took down servers that host campus websites, as well as Blackboard, the system's online distance learning service, and internal administrative services like UA Online.
So things like many university websites, the record system that we have at the university, those things were down as well.
University of Alaska Anchorage spokeswoman Kirsten Olmsted says UAA's website was among those that went dark for a few hours.
We've had issues affecting multiple UA systems, and our IT call center reported that that was Gmail, Blackboard, Banner, UA Online, and other related services.
The outage kept the UAF Geophysical Institute's Earthquake Information Center from receiving input from its sensors arrays statewide, says spokeswoman Sue Mitchell.
They were not able to receive data from the earthquake sensors that we have, and they were, of course, also not able to push data out to their partners.
Mitchell says no data was lost because the Earthquake Information Center records all input from its sensors, and she says some of that function could, in a pinch, be handled by the Alaska Volcano Observatory, which was not affected. Karen Schmidt, dean of UA South's School of Arts and Sciences, thinks Southeast campuses weren't as widely affected as others in the system, but she says Blackboard, the distance learning service, was down.
About half our instruction's online, so I think probably there will be inconvenience to students and faculty.
UAF's Summer Sessions and Lifelong Learning Director Michelle Bartlett also was worried about last night's online summer classes.
I mean, the students are, you know, they're going to be dialing in and there's going to be nothing there for them. And we can't even communicate with them.
Bartlett says the outage gave her and coworkers a chance to catch up on some decidedly analog work offline.
It's like things have ground to a halt, and it's a chance to clean up desks, clean out files, do things that we've been putting off. You know, it's sort of like deferred maintenance.
The UA Office of Information Technology had restored almost all phone service and internet connectivity by Wednesday evening. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Alaska is the second state in the nation to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day. KYUK reports that Governor Bill Walker traveled to Ukiakvik over the weekend to sign legislation officially recognizing the holiday in Alaska. The law establishes the second Monday of October as Indigenous Peoples Day, replacing Columbus Day. Speaking at the signing event, Governor Walker said, quote, "This official recognition is just one way we as a state can acknowledge and celebrate the contributions made by First Peoples throughout the history of this land," unquote. Alaska joins South Dakota in recognizing the holiday. I'm Dan Bross.